From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, March 9th, 2015. Here are some of the stories that made the news from Friday, March 6th through Monday, March 9th. Debbie Mayer reported in the Columbia paper voters in the Germantown School District will go to the polls Tuesday, March 10th to weigh in on a proposed $11.3 million capital project. The plan covers 27 items, including a new auditorium, new band and theater arts rooms, restrooms, adding spectator seating to the elementary school gymnasium, and relocating the outdoor basketball court and playground. Polls are open from noon to 9 p.m. in the school lobby at 123 Main Street. Joseph Valquez reported at Capitol New York, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says the public should be concerned over Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's aggressive budget negotiating tactics this year. During an interview with Binghamton radio station WNBF late last week, the new speaker warned that the governor's decision to tie policy-based issues into appropriation bills would upset the balance of power in Albany. Quote, "This is not to say that the governor has not put forward good ideas, but when you want to have a system of checks and balances, you don't want to limit the powers of the legislature," Hastie said. Michael Ryan reported in the Windham Journal, in a letter to the town planning board, Windham volunteer firefighters have voiced concerns around plans underway to construct the Windham Mountain Sporting Club. Windham Hose Company No. 1 Chief Michael Scarry and Department President Greg Thorpe composed a letter which was entered into the record as part of the ongoing public hearing on the multi-million dollar project. Fire officials stated the department is currently ill-equipped to adequately provide the needed level of fire protection for the development. Firefighters cited inadequate year-round access, an inadequate town-wide numbering system, an inadequate and inaccessible water supply, and a lack of appropriate equipment to effectively handle a multi-story blaze, as the four major areas of concern are present. The Windham Mountain Sporting Club development includes as many as 137 single-family homes, 81 condominiums, 12 duplexes, and 7 townhomes to be built in the hills on the south side of South Street. Melanie Lukosevic reported in the Daily Mail, Greg Backus is running for mayor of Coxsackie and Donald Doust as a trustee in the upcoming village elections. Backus is the former deputy mayor and village trustee, and Doust is a former town councilman. Backus is a registered Republican running with the endorsement of the Coxsackie Democrats. He is a local business owner and served on the village board from 2007 to 2011. Doust is a life member of the Coxsackie Fire Department and formerly served as a member of the town council for 8 years, including 4 as deputy town supervisor. He is seeking to fill one of 2 open seats on the village board. Village elections are Tuesday, March 18th. And Mid-Hudson News Network reported some 24 area residents Thursday, March 5th, marched on Central Hudson Gas and Electric's headquarters in Poughkeepsie to express dismay over their electric bills. The members of Nobody Leaves Mid-Hudson, a housing rights organization, told personal stories of their difficulty in paying their bills. One resident said, quote, "We are being robbed in our community. We are being given bills that are unaccounted for. When questioned, there is no one that can give us answers as to why our bills are so blown up," unquote. Another resident said she is paying 20% of her $730 monthly income to Central Hudson. A Central Hudson spokesman said the company will review the materials left by the group, quote, "just as we would any other customer," unquote. For the local weather forecast, today will be partly sunny with a high near 43. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 25. Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 43. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 34. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 50. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 28. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 42. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 22. Sunrise today was at 6:16 a.m. and sunset today at 5:55 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 38 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the second Monday of the month in WGXC, so just calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Ashland Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Main Street in Ashland, 734-3636. The Cairo Town Board meeting is at 6 p.m. at Town Hall, 512 Main Street in Cairo, 622-3120. The Canaan Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1647 County Route 5 in Canaan, 781-3144. The Catskill Village Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at the Firehouse, 1 Central Ave, 943-3830. The Claverick Planning Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 91 Church Street in Mellonville, 672-7911. The Copaic Environmental Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copaic, 329-1234. The Greene County Legislature County Services and Public Works Committee meetings is at 6 p.m. at County Building, 411 Main Street, Catskill, 719-3270. The Hudson City School District Board of Education workshop is at 6 p.m., the meeting at 7 p.m. at Hudson Junior High School Library, 215 Harry Howard Ave in Hudson, 828-4360. The Hudson Common Council informal meeting is at 7 p.m. at Bliss Towers, 41 North 2nd Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The Hunter Village Board meeting is at 8 p.m. at Village Hall, 7955 Main Street, 263-4020. The New Baltimore Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 3809 Route 51 in Hanacraw, 756-6671. The Philmont Village Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Village Hall, 124 Main Street in Philmont, 672-7032. The Prattsville Town Meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 14517 Main Street in Prattsville, 299-3125. And the Taconic Town Board Meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 909 Route 82 in Taconic, 851-7638. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, March 9th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.